This is the final edition of the Cornell Wrestling Report this season, brought to you by Simmons Rockwell Cadillac GMC. And to recap the season, we are bringing on the head coach of Cornell, and that is Rob Cole. Rob, this was an interesting season for Cornell. You guys had a couple injuries, a couple of key red shirts, but you sent your most wrestlers to the NCAAs since 2016. So what does that say to you to have that much success with a roster that wasn't at full strength?
Oh, I tell you, we've got a great group. We have unbelievable depth, and we got lucky as heck. it was a fun year. I tell you, when we decided I can't say let those kids redshirt, because it wasn't really entirely our decision, but they're extremely respectful kids, and if we'd said, hey, we need you to wrestle, we don't want you taking the year off, they would have done it. They would have stayed with us and sacrificed the or reducing their perceived their option or chances of making the Olympic team to help us out. But we certainly didn't want to do that to them, although there were times where I was tempted. But we didn't anticipate the injuries that we received that occurred. We had Brandon Womack, who was an All-American, who went down in December, and as did Colton Yapujan, who was only a freshman but was having a great year. And so now, we didn't just lose three kids. We lost actually four. We brought one back out, but we had five out, and then Ben Darmstadt got hurt. So there was at one point we were wrestling with six of our starters out, and we were winning. And it was unbelievable. And it was I can't tell you that I was expecting it, but they did a great job. And in every match, somebody else would be the hero, and it was. For an individual sport such as wrestling, it was really gratifying to have such a team effort, and it was a very tight team. And no drama. I had no problem children. The Cornell, my problems are minor compared to other programs, but you just didn't have any issues, and it was just a wonderful experience.
That's great to hear. And what would you say was the defining weekend for your team this season?
Oh my goodness! I mean, I can't really tell you one weekend per se, because we had so many great individual days. I think our when we were down in the South Beach Duels, we went 4-1, beating Missouri. We had in Michigan State, and Wyoming, and then we went up and beat Rutgers. It was a very 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 good team. But I would say at the very end. A culmination of the season for us, ultimately, we didn't think it was the time, were the EIWA championships, which are Eastern championships. And although we didn't win it, we felt like we did. I walked out of that match, and of all the matches we had, probably, I don't know, 40 matches, I don't think I had a feeling that there was one match that, we let it slip away. I felt like we won every match that we should have, and the matches we lost, we just weren't as good as those kids, and I've never had that experience in 31 years of wrestling. I don't ever feel like I've never gone to a tournament where there wasn't at least three or four or five matches that got away. This is a match where every single wrestler wrestled over their seed or to their seed, other than Brandon Womack. And as I said earlier, he came back. He literally wrestled live one time in 6.5 weeks.
Wow.
The doctor cleared him, and we were hoping that he would get pulled to the Nationals because of the body of work he had put in before he'd been injured. And ultimately, that worked out. He got a bid to the Nationals. Now, ultimately, he didn't get a chance to wrestle. But our goal was get him there, and then we'd have 2 more weeks to get him in shape, and that was what we were trying to do. But as I said, it didn't end up that way.
You mentioned not being able to go to Nationals, so of course the coronavirus canceling all the NCAA championships for both winter and spring now. What was the whole process of you finding out that you guys wouldn't be able to cap off the season at Nationals?
I don't think it was a huge surprise for our guys. It was they were hoping that they would go. But I mean, when the NBA canceled, I think, cynically, I think the NCAA was holding on for dear life to hope that they could get the basketball championships in even without spectators, because they draw so much money, and they need to. If they could have it and they don't put anybody in harm's reach, and it's just literally billions of dollars of income. And then once the NBA went, I knew that would put the pressure on the NCAA, because they and then we crumbled after that. Because I thought, well, if they're not going to cancel wrestling and hockey, and then all of a sudden let the basketball go, sure enough, when the NBA went down, it was literally hours after that they canceled the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to the head coach of Cornell Wrestling, Rob Cole, here on the Cornell Wrestling Report, brought to you by Simmons Rockwell Cadillac GMC. And one of your seniors who was the star of the team this year was Chaz Tucker, who was just phenomenal all season long. And that was his final season. So what made him so special to this team?
Well, Chaz, if you've ever met Chaz, I'm sure you've interviewed him. He's, mm-hmm. he's probably got the nicest disposition of any human being on the face of the earth. He's so damn nice. You're like, is this guy for real? And not only that, he's a great wrestler. He's a computer science major. There's not a single negative thing you could possibly say about the guy. Incredibly hard worker. That's what makes him special. He's the kind of kid you'd want to marry your daughter. I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with him and everything right. And that's kind of I hate to say this, gush about these guys, but it's kind of the team we had this year. Mm-hmm. And that poor kid went 31-0, was ranked third in the country, and has never placed. And this was his big shot. He's been nominated for the Hodge Award, which is the outstanding wrestler in the entire country for mm-hmm. the entire year. Now, I don't think he's going to win it because there are other people who have been more dominant, but it still kind of gives you an idea. It's like being nominated for the Heisman, and the poor kid gets nominated for the Heisman that doesn't get to play in the bowl game, you know. So,
yeah. And on the other side of that, who was someone who really improved the most in your mind this year?
We had a couple. Interestingly, had one was actually a senior. You know, usually you don't have a senior who's improved the most, but this young man went up two weight classes. He represented the team at 125 for a couple of years and placed second and third at the Easterns, but didn't qualify, and ultimately was beaten out one year by the person who was ended up being the national champion. Mm-hmm. Another time was an All-American. He didn't get to go. This year he went up two weight classes. And he must have won at least, I would say, a half dozen, but I think it's more like 10 matches within the last 15 seconds. It was incredible. Every time, if he was down by one or if he was tied, you knew he was going to win. And that was Noah Boffman at 141. And another young man, Hunter Richards at 149, who was a phenomenal football player in high school, but he's playing small school and never had focused entirely on wrestling, and he's just in the last 2 years he's improved in leaps and bounds, and this year ended up winning a lot of big matches for us, so those are two. But every single guy, our heavyweight qualified for nationals and avenged a couple losses along the way, our 25 pounder qualified for nationals. The first tournament he went to, and I say this is, you know, I would say it if he was here, so I'm not trying to make fun or bash him. It was almost embarrassing. You know, we watched him wrestling. Oh my God, this guy's going to be wrestling for us. but by the end of the year, you're like, oh my God, is that the same guy? He's so damn tough. I mean, it was just incredible. The progress he made was so inspiring, and he did it by just sheer hard work and determination. Mm-hmm. And ended up upsetting a really good wrestler, having some great wins throughout the year, and almost the keystone of our success was Dom LaJoy at 125. But every single guy, I mean, you just couldn't get. There wasn't a single guy who laid his head down, and that seldom does that occur. You know, if 10 guys on the team, usually you have one or two where you just know they're not going to win, and that wasn't the case for us this year.
Love that, and I love Noah's attitude this year too. When he told me Yanni's got big shoes to fill next year when he comes back to get that 141 slot. And speaking of Yanni and Vito, those guys still in the Olympic running. Hopefully the Olympics happen this year. And how have you seen their development, or how involved have you been with their development as they go for the Olympic run?
I would love to take all the credit in the world for him. Mike Gray works with those guys a lot more than I do. He's a lightweight coach and does a fantastic job. So he's been working with them quite a bit. They had to take off now. We're in, obviously, I don't know if you knew, we've got this thing called coronavirus. And Cornell discourages wrestling. You know, so it's kind of like if you had a chicken pox party and you want to get the coronavirus into your system and hopefully out of your system fast. Come up to Freedom Wrestling Center and wrestle with a whole bunch of people. That's mm-hmm. probably the best way to get it. I can see where certain sports are going to be banned by the NCAA, I can see where wrestling would be one of them. But these guys still have to keep training. So how do you do it? Well, he's up with his brother or whomever he has. He's training it in his garage, and they've got a mat down there. And I think Vito went up with him. So those two are kind of self quarantined, and we do with Kyle as well. Kyle's got two partners, and they don't wrestle with anybody else. So I mean, you got to keep living, and for them to not train would be like someone not working, and you got to pay the bills. So obviously there are people who aren't working, obviously, but it's really tough. It makes it very, very difficult when you can't get anybody other than one or two people that are also quarantined, because if he gets sick, he's obviously you fear for the worst, but in the best case scenario, best case you're asymptomatic, but there was a good possibility of getting sick, and now you're out for a week or 2 weeks, and that's going to set you back if the Olympics go on, because that's the other option. It's hard to train when you don't know what you're training for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and last question before I let you go, Rob. I'd like to look ahead to next year. You got a great, great team. It looks like that'll be going out next year, including Yanni's younger brother, Greg, who I believe is going to Cornell after winning 5 state championships, which is absolutely insane. So what's your outlook on the team next year?
It's going to be one of the top 3 teams that we've ever put on the mat, and time will tell if it's 1, 2, or 3. The good news is everybody from that team will be back, plus others, the following year. Mm. And that doesn't occur very often. So we're very optimistic. We think we'd probably be, come into the season number 2 or 3 preseason, and it's exciting, but hey, you never know what's going to happen. You get another epidemic, or do you have a couple injuries? So you've got to take advantage of every opportunity you have, and guys like Yanni, he's a 2-time All-American. Thank God we had him. He redshirted this year, because otherwise he would never be a 4-time All-American. Four-time national champion. It's really exciting. I'm not going to deny it. I mean, I do get to live vicariously every time these guys step on the mat, and it's really exciting. I'm also looking out in my Friedman Wrestling Center, and it's all empty, a shell, because it's going through this massive renovation mm-hmm. and expansion, and that's been taking up a lot of time. I pray they let the building projects keep going. That's the other thing, is that going to get stopped for a couple months? Mm-hmm. Right now they have a small group of kind of a skeleton crew that's allowed to work, but that could stop very easily, very quickly.
Well, thank you, Rob, for joining us. Have a great off season and stay safe.
Thank you. Take care.